Part 5, Divine Intervention. Ruth chapter 1, verses 6 and 7 tells us, "Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab. For she heard in the country of Moab how the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah." Because of her disobedience in leaving her homeland to go to Moab, Naomi may have often believed God had deserted her and would want nothing more to do with her. The land of Moab, an example of the world, seemed to offer so much, but delivered nothing but death. She had been there for 10 years and had lost her husband and both sons. It always amazes me of our God's impeccable timing. Just as her sons die, when she has nothing left and nowhere to turn, God makes sure she hears about the great outpouring of his loving presence on his people once again. Imagine, he did this without internet or cell phones. While Naomi was losing those she loved, many powerful events were taking place during the time of the judges. The supernatural strength of Shamgar that saved Israel from the Philistines single-handedly. The angel's appearances to Gideon and to Samson's parents. Dew on the fleece as a sign to Gideon. Gideon's supernatural defeat of thousands of Midianites with only 300 men. Samson's superhuman strength and the fact that he was born of a barren mother. As we know, God will never lose one of his own. Could it be he had been dealing with and preparing Naomi's heart through all her heartaches and trials just to get her ready for her return? When Naomi heard God lifted the famine by providing natural bread and spiritual bread, she became stirred to go back to her native homeland from where she left the presence of the Lord. Moab literally meaning from the Father, and she is now returning to the Father. When God moves, he literally shakes everything in the world to its very foundations. Everyone hears about it with fear and trembling. When God was leading Joshua to conquer the lands from the giants, every nation heard of how he was more than victorious, destroying everything in their path, everywhere. All trembled with fear upon hearing the Israelites were coming. Rahab, the harlot, the mother of Boaz, heard about the destruction done everywhere by Joshua and God's people. They conquered all those who opposed them. No nation could stand against Joshua's God. Rahab and all of Jericho feared Joshua and his God. How would they and their families ever survive? Joshua 2, verse 11 tells us, "And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath." God, causing Naomi to hear of his visitation, was supernaturally stirring and drawing Naomi to make the decision to return to her homeland, her people, and her God. Other nations feared God and his people, but Naomi was drawn to return to God and his people, even though feeling so unworthy. It seems as though Naomi did not take a long time to make this decision to return. She counted up how much the sojourn to Moab had cost and decided to go back to her homeland of Bethlehem, her people, and her God. Whatever more it may cost, she was determined.